Father, we bless you this morning. We exalt you, for you are God, you are not a man. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O God. We honor you, we worship you, we bow before you, for you are God and you are God forevermore. Thank you, righteous Father. You are God, you are not a man. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We honor you, we bow before you. Lord, we lay our crown and we worship you. We say you are good, you are kind, you are great, O God. We worship you, we exalt you. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. Thank you, righteous Lord. You are good unto us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name. And this morning, we are before you. We ask, righteous Father, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 16th of October, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy over your life. Thank him for his God and it will never change. Thank him for his love over you. Thank him for his blessing upon your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare concerning this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I redeem this day by the word of the Lord. I cancel any form of evil that is programmed into you. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I redeem this day with the blood of Jesus. Oh, this day, you are my day that the Lord has made for me. I stand and I will rejoice in you. In the name of Jesus, this is a new day. His word has said unto me that behold, the Lord God is going to do a new thing for me. It will spring forth. Oh, the rivers of water will spring forth for me in the desert. I declare by the word of the Lord, I program favor into this day. I program blessing into this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, I stand and I possess this new day. I possess this day by fire with the favor of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare over you this day, you will yield your blessing for me. You will yield your increase for me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. This day, I erase every demonic handwriting over this day. I erase them in the name of Jesus. I erase them by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I stand on the word of the Lord and I cancel every satanic language over my day. Every evil agenda over my day, I cancel them. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every evil agenda over my life this day. I cancel them in the name of Jesus. I activate the language of blessing over my life. I activate angelic assistance. Oh, supernatural assistance, supernatural favor over my day in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus surround me like a shield. In the name of Jesus, I declare this new day, you are a continuation of God's favor for me. You are a continuation of God's blessing for me. This day, you are not a continuation of evil cycle over my life. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I sanctify this day with the blood of Jesus. I cancel every evil that is programmed into the day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no evil will befall me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I stand on the word of the Lord. I speak to the system and to the structures of this day. In the name of Jesus, you are aligned with the counsel of God for my life. You are aligned with the provision of God for me. In the name of Jesus, I raise the altar of praise above the altar of sorrow. In this day, I raise the altar of grace above the altar of guilt and condemnation. In the name of Jesus, every altar that is set into the day, I silence you. In the name of Jesus, every altar, evil altar that is speaking evil concerning my life, that is speaking delay, downfall, wastage over my life, I silence you forever in the name of Jesus. This day I stand and I declare that the gate of blessing of this day is opened unto me in the name of Jesus. I carry the grace of God. I carry the favor of the Lord upon me. This day you will yield your increase to me. This day you will favor me. For line has fallen unto me in pleasant places, in favorable portion, in the name of Jesus. This day yield your increase for me in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that no arrow that is shot into this day will prosper over my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare every gate that has been closed, that is meant to be opened for me, I declare them open. In the name of Jesus, I overturn every evil ordinance that is set into this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that the voice of the Lord becomes the law that governs my day to day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no divination, no enchantment that is said concerning me will stand. It will not prosper. You will not prosper over me. I overturn every demonic verdict over my life in the name of Jesus. I stand in the word of the Lord. I declare that I am preserved by his blood. He has said in his word that the Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve my going out and my coming in from this day forth and even forevermore in the name of Jesus. No arrow of sudden death will touch me in the name of Jesus, for I am preserved by the blood of Jesus. Oh, every form of diseases, infirmity that is planted into this day, you are rooted out in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord shall open unto me his good treasures, the heaven to give rain unto my land in his season. This day I declare by the word of the Lord open heaven upon my life in the name of Jesus. I am blessed of the Lord. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Dearly beloved, just like I said yesterday, I want to encourage you to stand by this declaration. Not just open your mouth and render them, but stand by this prophetic word that is set over your life. Stand by them with faith. Believe that as you are going out, your day is blessed. Believe that any form of evil that is programmed into the day is cancelled for your sake. Believe in the word of the Lord. He has said in his word that you should redeem the day, that the evil that is in the day is sufficient. Stand on the word of the Lord and declare that the day that you have entered is a new day. Take authority. Declare that the voice of God over you becomes a law that governs your day. Stand on the word of God. Declare that you become a force that cannot be shaken. For he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. The Lord bless you as you declare his word in the name of Jesus. We are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday, from the word of favor that we have been observing from the first day of this month and been praying about it. Our anchor scripture is from the book of Psalm 102 verse 13. You will arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yes, the set time has come. This is that season for the Lord to favor you. Your set time to be favored is now. The Lord will favor you in the name of Jesus. It is not just a one-time thing. It is not just a periodic experience, but that the favor of the Lord will rest upon your life permanently in the name of Jesus. That the favor of the Lord will turn situations for you, will turn situation around for you in the name of Jesus. We spoke about favor yesterday. Let me add this for you this morning. The favor of the Lord does not work in line with the conditions of human. No, favor works outside human and natural conditions to bring you supernatural results. Results that is beyond your influence, results that is beyond your affluence, results that is beyond your knowledge, results that is beyond your connection. Favor will not work in the pedestal of human connection. No, favor brings into you the blessing that is for you supernaturally. It will connect you to the right person. Favor is going to cover the distance that you have been trying to cover for years. When the favor of the Lord is upon your life, it gets covered in a day. It will not go through the conditions of men. You find out that it goes beyond your influence. If you look at it, it is not because of who you know, but favor will compel the heart of men to gravitate towards you. Your name becomes an impress in their hair because the favor of the Lord is upon you, is upon your file, is upon your name. The favor of the Lord will bridge the gap between you and men. Favor covers the distance that your years of experience or qualification can never cover. It will cover that distance for you. Yes, I know you are not lazy. Yes, I said it yesterday that favor does not work for a lazy man. No, favor is not just a magic wand that is just being wound upon your head. Everything magically will begin to get straightened for you. Favor is not a magic. It is the grace of God that comes upon your life that makes your effort be as if you have never tried before. It will crown your effort so much that your life will be beautiful beyond what you can recognize. The favor of the Lord will go beyond your labor, goes beyond your effort. Yes, I understand that you are not lazy, but favor is the crown of grace upon your effort, the crown of beauty, the crown of blessing upon your effort. Luke chapter 1 verse 30. Then the angel said to her, this is Mary, the mother of Jesus. The angel said unto her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. I pray for you this morning as you step out. May you find favor before God in the name of Jesus. May the favor of the Lord be upon your life in the name of Jesus. Favor that will compel men to gravitate towards you. Favor that will bring you to the place where naturally by time you will not get there on time. Favor that will make you cover distance, that will make the years that you think you have wasted be a beautiful thing for you. That favor is coming upon your life in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you will find favor before God in the name of Jesus. Not just a one-time thing for you, not just a one-season experience, but that all through the days of your life, it will be said of you that you are highly favored in the name of Jesus. Favor before God and with men is your portion this day in the name of Jesus. Beloved, make it a prayer. Do not allow this season to go without you laying hold on the grace that is called favor. The Lord bless you as you step out today in the name of Jesus. May the favor of the Lord speak for you in the name of Jesus. May the favor of the Lord be upon your effort, be upon your life in the name of Jesus. Men that are needed to take you to the place where you need to be, the favor of the Lord upon your life will bring them to you. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Dearly beloved, remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Remember, he has made you a light to the world. Shine and bring others to his kingdom. Remember that he has said in his word that will you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. The Lord Jesus is coming. Prepare yourself. Thank you. And God bless you. Have a favorable day.